Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all, man. Salutations to all, man. For real, for real. Waiting for the bro to hit me up right quick so we can talk some NBA, talk a little hip hop. Please check out our Craig Mack. Once again, RIP to Craig Mack, first off. Let me say that again. I know our conversation was kind of crazy yesterday, but, you know, all in all, the premise of the conversation, y'all see how passionate we are with music and sports and things of that nature. So, you know what I mean? That's just what it is, man. So RIP once again to Craig Mack. And, you know, that's two topics we're going to touch on right quick. You know what I'm saying? Going live. You already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Salutations to all, man. For real, for real. Brody, what's good?
Salute. Salutations, brother.
How are you, my G?
Sure.
Let's get right into this, my dude. It's been a lot of talkings and rumblings. And you know what? I'm going to take it back to a segment that we did months ago, last year sometime, when we talked about is Slaughterhouse going to drop an album. And the time when you and I did that segment, I don't want to say we felt there was tension in the air, so to speak, but it was just a question that, you know, we brought to the masses to listen to right quick. Fast forward to when Joe Budden was on the Everyday Struggle with DJ Academics and Nadeska, and he was on there, and I felt Joe Budden was pressed, and he said it himself, he was pressed to really discuss the Eminem, you know, song that, not even the project itself, the song with Beyonce when it came out. And, you know, Royce da 5'9" recently went on the Rap Radar station with Elliot Wilson and the other guy who thinks Mace is better than Styles P. What do you think about all this fiasco? Is it a fiasco? Let's be, it's not a fiasco, but what do you think about what's going on between the banter of words between Royce da 5'9" and Joe Budden?
Well, the thing about it is, it's good to know that kept it 100. And on Joe Budden's show, Joe Budden kept it 100. He said, me and Royce agreed to disagree. They completely disagree on the criticism leveled at Eminem. And I think Joe Budden had harsh criticism. And I thought that Royce da 5'9" articulately explained why he had an issue with it. He spoke as Joe Budden, who is a artist, a creator, that he would understand more than anybody critiquing a fellow artist. I think when Royce used the word
critiquing
royalty,
a fellow artist.
I think when, yeah, because he's an artist. He's an artist.
Joe's
not
an artist
no
more, bro. He doesn't rap no more. He doesn't even rap. You know that.
Okay. So Joe's a critic then. So Joe had every right to say what he
was. He's not a critic. He was, my nigga, he was on Everyday Struggle critiquing music. That was his job at that particular time, sir.
So then Royce has no leg to stand on. Joe Budden is a critic. He doesn't rap anymore, and that's that.
That's that. What do you?
Yeah, that's that. There's nothing else for me to say. You said Joe Budden doesn't rap anymore. He's not a fellow artist. He's a critic. So critics critique stuff. Siskel and Ebert critique movies. They're not actors in movies. They critique movies. Since you have told me Joe Budden is a retired rapper. Criticism is fine. Loyalty, the issue of loyalty is not an issue. So, what more is this?
So let me ask you this question, Watson. So, do you believe in your heart of hearts that Joe is disloyal? Let's really highlight that word, disloyal, to Eminem. That's how you really feel he was disloyal to Eminem?
100% disloyal to Eminem.
100%.
Royce feels that way. Wait a minute. You're saying Watson, are you serious? Royce the 5'9 feels that
Royce
way.
Royce loves
fellow
M, my nigga.
Label.
He's going to protect Eminem, my dude.
He's
going to protect Eminem.
Hey,
that's his man.
His fellow label mate, group member, feels the same way.
Well, guess
way.
What?
So
Royce, you're not loyal. Royce, you're not loyal. You know why you're not loyal, Royce? You let Eminem bring out that filth of an album revival. And I know you heard that shit somewhere in Detroit at some listening party before Eminem put that shit out to the world to hear that filth, that caca juice. Wait for it. No one even talks about that revival album anymore. Let's be clear on that. So, and what kills me, Royce, and Royce, I'm not getting at you, brother, because I rock with you heavy, Royce, the 5'9". Let's be clear on that. Me and this nigga. Let's be clear. Dog, you saying, oh, you know, there's a way to critique music, and it's, that's your man. You know, me and Marshall converse all the time about if we don't like something, first of all, this is what we do. We don't go to the reason why we don't like it first. We're going to butter it up. I'm going to hug you and let you know, hey, Royce, you know, I'm going to give you the reasons why I like the song, but then I'm going to give you the reasons why I don't like the song. When in all actuality, Watson, they don't like the fucking song and they're scared to fucking say it, my nigga. Yeah, man.
So here's why Joe Budden was absolutely disloyal, showed no loyalty, and why I can poke holes in everything he said on his 25-minute podcast.
Pause.
Poke holes in everything, and it's so easy
Pause.
To do it. It's not even difficult. It's not even
Pause.
Difficult to dissect all the faux pas mistakes that he said
faux
in his
pas.
Quote-unquote defense. So, first of all, when you attack Eminem's music, you use the word, it's disingenuous. Disingenuous
okay.
means you're saying Eminem is writing. You're saying Eminem is writing now, and it's not coming from the heart, and it's not true.
Isn't that one
you
of your favorite words, though? Isn't that one of your favorite words, though? I'm going to cut you off, Mr. Watson. But isn't that one of your favorite words, my brother?
You attack.
Isn't that one
attacked.
Of your favorite words, Watson? How many PSA podcast listeners, please go back to shows of last year this time. And you can probably write down, I'm going to go and say, over 80 times that Watson has used the word disingenuous on this show. Continue, sir.
And when I use it, I use it because it's the harshest word I can think of. Like when sometimes you say stuff, you know, that I know in your heart you don't believe.
Oh, knock
I would
it
use
off,
the word
please.
Disingenuous.
I say everything I fucking feel. Knock it off, nigga.
But that's why I believe.
Grown-ass nigga, don't play me.
So here's the thing. You made your case. Now I'm going to make the case against Joe Budden
okay.
and why Joe Budden played himself. So Joe Budden said, I didn't show any disloyalty. No label has ever done anything for me. That's what he said. He said no label has ever done anything for him.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Part.
I disagree with that part.
That's what
Def
he
Jam,
said.
Obviously.
What do you mean?
Def Jam, Kevin Lyles.
That's
I mean,
a major
first album.
That's a
Pump It
that's
Up
a
was,
major part. Let's just talk about what him being on Slaughterhouse did for them and the exposure he did for them. He got you in the studio with Swizz Beatz. That connect came through you being signed to a major collaboration with CeeLo Green. CeeLo Green is a pop mix star, mainstream.
I don't
that
think
time.
Joe cares about that, though, son. You think Joe cares about
no,
that?
No, it's not about – it's see, here's the thing. Yeah, he does care about it. You know why he cares about it? Because when he was trying to do a solo thing, he was running around doing songs with Wiz Khalifa and French Montana. Now, why are you doing that? Like, what kind of celebration do you want when you're doing songs with Wiz Khalifa and French Montana? Was you doing that to go back and forth for so far? Was that why you did when you did a Wiz Khalifa and French Montana, did you do that like you did a song with Pusha T and Lloyd Banks? Did you have the same mentality when you got Pusha T and Lloyd Banks on the track that you had when you got Wiz Khalifa and French Montana? Why did you do songs with Wiz Khalifa and French Montana? Clearly you were going for a different audience. Well, when you were signed to Shady and Eminem, y'all got exposed to a wider audience. Let's see. It did infinitely better than the first Slaughterhouse album. Was the
no,
first
no, no,
Slaughterhouse
no, no, no,
album
Sean,
better?
I'm going to cut you off. Watch, I'm going to cut you off. And please continue your part. I just want to say this part. When I say that Joe don't care about that in the sense of maybe the features, I just feel he care more about doing the music and getting out there, you know what I mean? And being for the world in a larger scale to hear his music, being that he's rubbing shoulders with Shady Records, you know what I mean?
The point is, he's disillusional if he thinks
wow.
being on Slaughterhouse did not give them a wider profile. They were doing cyphers on BET. They were on MTV giving interviews.
He did Cypher's
the Slaughterhouse.
He did Cypher's before Slaughterhouse. Where I met with Nicki Minaj.
So take away that. This was the most exposure he's had since he was on Def Jam. It was the most.
He has more exposure now, not
hard.
Rapping, my nigga. He has more exposure not rapping.
No. I'm talking about while he was a signed artist.
Okay.
You on Shady Records was bigger than you being on Amalgam Digital. is that not true? When you're on Amalgam Digital and you're on Shady, there's a difference.
Of course.
You were on Slaughterhouse.
Definitely.
You got three budgeted videos on the Slaughterhouse. So that's another thing. So just you saying, you know, that didn't do anything for you. You also said the elephant in the room, you made it seem like everybody in Slaughterhouse didn't like Eminem's album, but was afraid to say it. That's what you...
Crooked Eye, I ain't really say much, my nigga. And we fuck with... Come on, me and you fuck with Crooked Eye heavy. He didn't really critique that album. Maybe he didn't have to, you know what I mean? Joel never's on social media. And Royce,
so now let me give you...
You know he's going to say that shit
so
is five mics regardless.
So now let me tell you how Joe Budden was trying to weasel his way out of this.
Oh, boy. Not the weasel word.
How many times did he emphasize that he was not friends with Eminem? How many times did he emphasize that?
Yo, you let it be known they're not friends. You know why I say that? When he did the Chloroseptic remix, I think it was the Chloroseptic remix with 2 Chainz and Fresher, and he actually rhymed, actually like the Eminem that we liked. Let's be real. I think Joe felt some type of way. I think, and you could tell when Joe was talking about Royce and M, he looked a little pissed off, like he was trying to restrain himself to not saying anything that could be incriminating in the sense of ruining relationships, more damage control more than it is.
Let me tell you what's incriminating. He kept emphasizing how him and Eminem aren't friends.
He wanted to say no.
He emphasized that. He said that numerous times. Now, here's the question. Why? Why keep saying that? Why do you want us to know? Why do you want to keep that out there, that me and M aren't friends? Now,
well, he did his job because you pinpointed that out. And you know what I'm saying? So he did his job. He wanted niggas to know. He wanted niggas like
you
to know, yo, you know, no mas.
You want niggas like, oh, wait a minute. You want niggas like me? Well, niggas like me listen to your music, Joe Budden. So my question is, you and M wasn't friends. But damn it, you wanted to be his friend very badly. You know why I know you wanted to be his friend very badly? Because you wrote a 5-minute song named Slaughtermouth. A 5-minute song saying, I wanted to be his friend. We have the same life experience. Do you know?
I don't think the song was like, I want to be your friend, my G. I don't think the song was like, I'm dying to be your homie type shit.
Let's peep game. Slaughtermouth was a song that Joe Budden wrote saying, why did me and Eminem not bond or become close? Or why didn't he take a liking to me the way I thought he would?
But they're not friends, though. He basically admitted on the song the same thing he said on the podcast. Even though I'm signed to you, we didn't really have that bond.
But
so they were friends. It wasn't like he was lying.
It's Slaughtermouth.
He wrote that he did.
He wrote in the song Slaughtermouth. He wanted to have a better relationship with M. M just didn't care for it like that. Okay? So now let's get back to this. This is where the loyalty part comes in.
Oh, God. Here we go.
You're in a group signed to Eminem, right? The harshest critique to Eminem from the most high-profile person in the hip-hop culture was Joe Budden. That was the highest-profile critique, and it stung. It clearly stung. The fact that Royce can still talk about it in depth. When Joe Budden did a segment and said, yeah, we just don't agree. So I think that – oh, so here's – but to the disloyalty part. So here's the thing. Let's say Gunplay comes out and says,
that's different.
Yeah, I heard about that album. Oh, so wait a minute. So this is how we're doing it now?
I'm gonna let you finish.
Wait. So the thing is, your whole thing is the friendship aspect. You see, you're going for that bullshit. You're running through all this. You're trying to run that. You're actually going to run that.
I'm not running with nothing, my brother. I'm not running with nothing, bro. Not at all.
You don't see label mates who openly trash.
Dog. So the man tried to stay away from that Eminem shit for a long time. So we watch Everyday Struggle every day. And it got to the point where niggas is poking. Hold on, my nigga. You critique music. You critique every artist. People know how outspoken Joe Budden is. We all know that. The nigga, for Pete's sake, was doing Joe Budden TV and all this shit before a lot of these niggas I had. So we know Joe from that. So when you're not rapping no more, you go, hold on, my nigga. You go from the booth to the chair now where you got to critique people's music. Son, I didn't want to do that because I used to DM Joe like, yo, my nigga, when you going to talk about M's album? And you heard it. Now, here's the part where I don't understand, Joe. My nigga, how you still to this day on March 14th and say you have not listened to Eminem's album still to this day, my nigga? For a guy who loves music, I'm just shocked and loves hip-hop that you haven't listened to his music. Now, does it go back to the part where we're not friends, so I don't want to listen to your shit because we're not homies? I don't know.
I think that's a great point you made, because that was the thing I was going to bring up. For someone who has such high feelings about the Eminem album, maybe if you listen to it, you might have found a song that you like.
It's still trash, though. But
here's the thing. He didn't hear it to say it. When me and you had the heated back and forth about the Migos album, we listened to the whole fucking album. We listened to the whole album. And you made it very clear. You did not like it. But you know what? You listened to the whole thing. When you were on Everyday Struggle, this is a simple question. You listened to Lil Uzi Vert's whole album before you called it trash because you said it. You said, I listened to his whole album because y'all forced me to listen to it, and it was trash. You said that. But yet, you couldn't listen to Eminem's whole album.
I agree with that.
Arguably one of the greatest rappers ever, doesn't deserve one listen. And then you can come and say, you know what, I listened to the whole thing. And Joe, let me tell you what I'm not going to let you do. I'm black. I'm black, so I can say what I want to say. Last I checked, you were not Talib Kweli, Common, or Dead Prez, or the Cool.
You got to be Dead Prez, Talib Kweli, X-Clan.
That is so
really?
Lame. That is so lame.
The nigga did a song called Freedom, my nigga. The nigga did a song called Freedom, man.
And let me tell you a story. Yo, peep this. In Freedom, by Joe Budden. And Freedom by Joe Budden is my favorite Joe Budden verse in the last 5 years, by far. It's my favorite Joe Budden verse in the last 5 years of anything. I felt what he was writing. And it showed me, if Joe's pen was talking about issues like that, how great he would be, because he's a great lyricist. He could rap about anything.
But hold on, Watson. You did not, you try to sneak out the back door like a thief in the night without answering this question. I need you to answer this question. When Royce is sitting up there saying, we critique our music differently, where if we're not feeling it, we talk about the reasons why we like the song, and then we talk about the reason why we don't like the song. Like, what the fuck is that, my nigga? What? Well, it's Royce. It's your fault why the album is trash. Can you give me an explanation? Can you learn me? School me on that, please.
So here's the thing. So here's the thing. Joe Budden did not like the Slaughterhouse album that came out on Shady. He clearly did not have any creative control or power over the singles. He makes that clear. He was taken off of one of the lead singles. But to highlight that me and Eminem aren't friends, he's trying to shield himself because he's trying to
answer my question. You still didn't answer my question. You have not answered my question. You did it again.
What is
you
your
did it again. You
what is
did
your
it again.
Question?
My
What's
fucking
fuck
question
is
question? Why is Royce da 5'9" sticking up for an album that is trash? What is Royce da 5'9" talking about? Yo, we critique our music differently. If we think a song is not good, we sit up there saying, well, let me tell you why the song is good and why I don't like the song. But then again, you don't, in actuality, you really don't like the song or the album or the project or the cook or the verse. What the fuck is that?
So do me this favor right now. Do me this favor. Amigos is trash to you. Eminem's newest album is trash to you. What's the difference, in your opinion, on why they're both trash? Because they're both rappers. They both rapped. So,
no, Eminem,
trash.
First of all, Amigos don't rap.
Eminem's
Amigos
trash.
Don't rap.
So tell me.
They don't rap.
So tell me.
The Amigos don't
so
rap.
What's the difference?
I kind of refuse to have this conversation with Eminem versus the Amigos. Like, this is very disturbing for a nigga like
you're
me.
You're the one saying that
you're
both trash.
A historian brother
both trash
to have this kind of
you
conversation with Eminem. Just no.
Didn't you call
Eminem?
Eminem's.
I don't like Eminem's album.
Did you call
this
Eminem
the worst Eminem
album? Hot Kaka Juice. Did you
yes,
call it
it's
hot,
the
hot,
worst
okay.
Eminem
so,
album in
right.
his whole discography.
And
just,
called it,
his
and
whole...
you called it. And you called it hot caca juice and trash, right? Right?
I don't
Isn't
like that album.
That
you... Is... No. Are you still playing Eminem's album? Go and lie to the PS. Go
no.
and lie to the common boys
no.
and tell them niggas
no.
you still play that
no.
shit.
No, because the shit I
okay.
listen to, because the shit I listen to, none of you niggas listen to. I'm always listening to rap niggas who rap. Way different.
God, yeah.
Different levels.
Yeah, but you like the Migos.
I'm always listening to
Z-Bird.
Lyrics.
Fuck
always
yeah.
lyrics. Kashi
6ix9ine. Yeah, okay. No
always
doubt. Kashi 6ix9ine. No doubt. Travis Scott, Migos. Oh.
Always. Who did you say, Travis Scott?
I'm listening to the Sky Zoo, 38 Special, Benny. That's all I'm listening to. Royce, mm-hmm. please, instead of worrying about that other shit, make sure Pete on Prime 2 is official, my nigga. Please.
What did you think about Royce Freestyle on Funkmaster Flex over New York State of Mind, Primo Beat?
I'm going to say this. I'm glad you asked that question. Thought it was all right. I don't think it was better than Black Thoughts. I don't think it was better than Corey Guns. I don't think it's better than Axel Leon's. Yeah, niggas, I said that. Word, that's a fact. I just don't. I don't think it was nice. It was solid. It was straight.
I agree with you, but I agree with you for a different reason.
He
was spitting memorized verses. He was spitting. He was spitting memorized verses, and he did not know how. And he doesn't know how to segue into the next verse without stopping. Whereas Black Thought can spit his memorized verses and then keep the freestyle going and then go into his next pre-written. Where Royce, when I'm listening to it, he would stop and go, it's your fault, Flex. Flex, it's your fault. It's your fault, Flex. You made
yeah,
me
I didn't like all
and
that.
He,
I didn't like all that.
Man. I did not like that. And that immediately said, Lux's was better than yours. Black Thoughts was better than yours. Axel Leon's was better than yours. And Guns, because they came with it straight up, 5 minutes straight, nonstop. The fact that you kept, okay, I just spit these 32 bars, but now I got to, at least with Papoose.
More.
But tell me, at least with Papoose, when Papoose was spitting all his mixtape bars, he just kept going straight into them. He didn't stop and say, this is your fault, for like, this is your fault, so he could gather what he's going to do. So that's no shade to Royce. It
not
was,
at all.
It was very
niggas
good.
Fuck with Royce, heavy, man.
The stopping, I took
I like
points away from
more,
the
though.
Stopping because it was clear you were stopping. It
Yo,
was
sidebar. Sidebar, Flex. Can you get Elzai up there, man? Can you get Elzai to come up there and bless Hot 97, please? Thanks. Do me that favor, please. I like Elzai more than Royce, but that's neither of them. I noticed that the popular opinion, some of you niggas in the comment section don't even know Elzai is. Neither here nor there. So are you going back to this? Are you really buying this loyalty talk, though?
Yeah, disloyalty, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. 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 I can't.
Now, I would say this. I would say this. Joe, by you saying this is the worst song you ever heard, though, that was real harsh, though. That was mad harsh.
Joe,
that part I got to say.
Worst song you ever heard. No label ever done anything for you. When you say no label's ever done anything for you, are you telling me you signing to Shady, you didn't get any money? You didn't get paid? You
I don't
want to
touch that, my dude. I don't want to touch
like,
that part,
like,
bro.
Like,
I don't need
to. What are you saying? Come on, man. It sounded ridiculous. And even his man, which one is it? Is it Maul? Who's the black guy? What's the black guy's name?
Maul. That's Big Brother.
Maul was like, yo, I understand where Royce is coming from. I can see his point of view. And to counter that,
me too.
Joe,
I can see Royce's point of view. And to counter that,
Joe kept saying, me and Eminem are not friends. I like, I, And the reason why you kept saying me and Eminem are not friends because you wanted to give yourself an out to say this is why I can critique him because me and Eminem are not friends and I'm retired. And I'm black.
Now,
that's what I told Royce. I'm black.
Black
I can say what I want.
Maybe Joe saying M using plight of black people to sell records in a sense, that part maybe didn't really, you know, sell well with people, so to speak.
That was way over the top, man. M ain't like that, man. And that's the thing that I heard Royce. Like, really? M is using black suffering, black pain to bring awareness.
I didn't like him say black boy, black boy. I didn't like that, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Black boy, black boy. I didn't like that. I know he didn't mean no disrespect behind that particular, you know, bars and shit. But Royce has to go on the podcast. I think Royce has to go on Joe Budden's podcast.
And guess what?
I
think Royce will go on Joe Budden's podcast, and he will ease, and I think he'll win the debate. I know he'll win the debate because
why is it, why is it got
to
be winning the debate, though,
my G? That's to be a winner.
Why?
It has to be a winner.
They can say resume boxing. What the fuck is it? Game 7 of the NBA Finals? The fuck is this nigga?
What do you think a debate is? A debate, there's a winner and a loser in debate.
It's not a debate, bro. It's two niggas that are homies and have a disagreement, and they put in, I don't think they're going to put the dirty laundry all on the table for all of us to see. But, you know, do you think Royce will go in there?
50 Cent. Let me tell you something. Let me talk about this for a second. I've heard 50 Cent.
You're talking about
50
Cent, a different monster.
Eminem makes music that may not appeal to me. Jay makes music that might appeal to me more. But I recognize that Eminem is a great lyricist and a great MC. He understands that. So there's a lot of weird stuff Eminem could write about, and 50 may not relate to it. And he said it, but he ain't going to come on and be like, yo, this trash using black. Yo, it was disloyalty because you're on Shady. M gave y'all a great lifeline, man. I'm sorry, man. I love that look. Like, who else could have did better with Shady? These guys are all, and they were all in their mid-30s. They're coming out in the era with lyricism isn't
popular. But the fans ain't showing no love to Slaughterhouse, my nigga. Let's keep it tall, bro.
It's not the fans. The fans did show love to Slaughterhouse. We're just in a new generation of hip-hop consumers. We're in a new generation. Every rapper in Slaughterhouse was rapping in the late 90s. Will you accept that? And the Slaughterhouse album came out in 2012. Yeah. Every last one of them. That's where they came from. So, except you, Joe Budden, because I heard you in 2000 on the mixtape scene. Everybody else was officially on wax. I have them in the late 90s.
Hold on. Before we go to NBA talk, do you have any expectations for – we have high expectations for Prime 2?
I have the highest expectation for Prime 2, and I have I'm very afraid and have – fears for what I've heard so far. I do not like the track listing because I don't like your guest features. That's one. Don't like your guest features.
They can't have Ransom and niggas. You like Ransom, Uncle Murda, and niggas like you love so much. Come on, B. G-Rap, you want G-Rap
like
on
Ransom,
there? You want
Uncle Murda, Conway. Yeah, I like those kind of guys. Ransom, Uncle Murda, Conway, Axel
Miss
Leon.
Hustle. You want Miss Hustle on there?
Axel Leon, Glass. 3D Nazi, people like that.
God.
Yeah, those are the people I like. I mean, listen, you can listen to Big Crit. No disrespect to Big Crit. You can listen to him before you do.
First one, I listen to Sky Zoo. Let's be clear, I listen to Elzai. I listen to Silent Prince. I'm bumping Nipsey Hussle, 38 Special, and Benny. So let's be clear on what the fuck I'm listening to. My shit is love, and I'm still listening to anything Jay-Z has from back in the day. So it never fails, you know what I mean? That's just what it is. All right, my nigga. So some NBA, my dude. Oh, man, I'm going to ask you this question that I asked you about 3 weeks ago. Do you have any concerns now, Watson, with the Golden State Warriors being that stuff with the ankle situations? And now my guy, Mr. Klay Thompson, now with a thumb injury, my dude, to revamp this. Your thoughts?